From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Nice to see you, Troy.
And you. It's been many years, hasn't it?
Many years. Many. But look, here we are again. Same corner of the same building.
Not a day younger.
Still passionately salivating over music.
That'll be what we're doing.
So you're here to do From the Crate?
Yes.
Good to see you of Southbound Records.
That's correct. Basically, if you haven't heard this, Mike, what we do is we say, well, here's three things coming out this week. Perhaps you better get in and buy them. So,
Well, tell me about the Southbound Records, though, before we start. Tell me, what's your gig? What's it all about?
We're a record store.
There you go.
That's what 132 I want, yeah. Simon Street, next door to T. White's Bikes.
Nice one.
There you go.
And of course, what if you can't get to the store?
Well, luckily you can buy online from us as well.
Uh-huh, there we go. That's what I want to know. Thank you very much. Okay, all right, good. So what have you got featuring in the store this week?
Well, first, today I think we're going to do two reissues and one new release. Hello, how are you?
Oh, it was me, sorry. Sorry, my mistake. You carry on.
It's going to be a number two we're going to go for down the bottom.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what it is. Now, you've probably heard of Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God, I love Marvin Gaye.
So there's a new compilation out from Marvin Gaye entitled Collect It. It's a 2-LP set on cool blue vinyl.
Oh.
And
thick vinyl, the good heavy vinyl?
It's 180 gram.
Good, yeah, thank you.
So it's thick, yes. Yep. So basically what it is record one covers like the 60s. Marvin in the 60s, record two starts at What's Going On and goes up to Midnight Love, Sexual Healing.
So Marvin Gaye is somebody who has been who has plumped up many compilations, and he's been and a lot of his music's been compiled in many different manners. Why this particular compilation? Why has it captured your fancy?
Well, I think because there hasn't been a Marvin record on LP for quite a long time. And I think that it gets to the point where the compilations you do have, you've been playing for 30 years and they're not in pristine condition. And also the new mastering on it sounds really, really great. And I think the other thing that I was really happy about was the song we're going to play is from a record that people don't usually talk about when they're talking about Marvin Gaye. Weirdly enough, it was a very popular record at the time, but it's not the thing to talk about. You know, you might be the guy that goes, oh yeah, Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Tammy Terrell. Or you might be the guy that goes, oh yeah, yeah, Inner City Blues, Makes Me Wanna Holler. Yeah, that's just really deep. But you generally don't meet the guy or the lady who says, I Want You from 1976. Marvelous. Marvin goes kind of disco with Leon Ware producing. I think that's sad because it's quite a really nice understated production. Marvin gives a tremendous performance, and even though he didn't write the material on this one, you can totally believe him.
Thank you.
So what's the name of the track, Troy?
This one's I Want You, title track from a 1976 album, and it was on a Motown. It was on their offshoot Tamla, which is possibly another reason why people overlook it.
Now, recorded where?
Well, Marvin opened his own studio on Sunset Boulevard around about 75 that no one else used, just him. Basically, it was a room in a studio complex. And when they went to record this, like, you can obviously hear it's the Funk Brothers playing. Well, they recorded all of that part at Motown's usual studios in Los Angeles. But they did the rhythm track and the vocal in Marvin's studio, and the engineer told a story that he kept on trying to start it, and, like, couldn't see Marvin anywhere, kept on starting it. And then he heard him and found out that he was lying on a sofa in the corner of the room, lying down, and just did three vocal takes, and that's what you hear on this.
Just wriggling around in the dark in your private studio. Yeah, because you can. So, yeah, very nice. So what's the name of the compilation?
It's called Collected, and it's a limited thing. There's only 2,500 on numbered cool blue vinyl.
Awesome.
Cool blue. I don't know why they just didn't say it was inner city blue.
But, would you be more enamored towards it if it was called Inner City Blue?
No, I was just trying to wonder why they decided to relate cool. The notion of cool to Marvin.
Because he's Marvin Gaye. He's cool as.
He's cool, but that's not the first thing you think of. You think wow. But I suppose you're not going to say on wow blue vinyl. Anyways.
Yeah. So anyway, next up.
There's a brand new release comes out worldwide tomorrow on the All City label. Now, All City is sort of a beats and hip-hop label out of Dublin, Ireland, which once upon a time would have sounded kind of like an oxymoron. But no, All City.
We know better now, don't we?
We do indeed. Yeah. Now, this guy, his name is New Jackson, right? Well, that's actually not his real name. New Jackson is the name he uses when he does sort of like a deep ghostly house music type thing. Prior to that, or not even prior, because he just released a new album under his real name, David Kitt, he does what's called a folktronica, which I think is singer-songwriter stuff, which doesn't sound like it's the 70s. Would that be a fair assessment?
Probably with a drum machine, maybe. Well,
yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, we're not talking about when he's David Kitt, because then we have to say that he plays in Tindersticks, and you didn't want to hear about that, did
you? No.
So let's talk about New Jackson. So far, since 2011, I think he's done eight singles, eight 12-inches on various labels, some good ones too. John Talabo's label, Hivern, he did a single on that. He did two on Major Problems, and that Major Problems one was cool because he put his new song on there, and then he got Hieroglyphic Being to remix it, if you're familiar with the you may have heard of Africans with Mainframes, possibly. Well, Hieroglyphic Being is one of those sort of hard Detroit techno sounds. Anyway, this is his first full-length album, and rather than just being a collection of his club tracks and things like that, he's approached it from a completely different angle and recorded it at home really late at night looking out onto Dublin Bay. And I don't know whether the whole record like has a narrative of one particular night, but it's a nighttime thing that involves nothing about being out with other people around. It's like quite a... probably once upon a time, people would have thought this was kind of progressive headphone music, man, or
right.
Something.
Yeah.
I think the one we're going to play, it's called Perfect After Midnight. And we'll start a little bit into it, but believe me, what you're missing is just opening beats. We'll be right back.
Some beautiful sounds in there, Troy.
It's New Jackson. I forgot to tell you the name of the album, didn't I?
You did. That's what I was going to ask you next.
It's called From Night to Night.
From Night to Night.
From Night to Night. It's out on the All City label. We'll have it in store tomorrow on the shelves.
Formats?
2LP or CD.
Very nice. Righto, what's next? What's next?
Right, next is one of my favourite records, and I wish I could tell
Jesus
you that...
Jesus Christ, knowing you, Troy, that is a big whopping call.
It is, and I'd love to be able to tell you it's been my favourite record since I was a kid, but that would just be not true. It's only been my favourite record since about 2000 or 99
right,
or
but it's
like
been
that.
Sitting in there. It's had a lot of people nipping at its heels since then, even.
It has.
And here you are, still flying the flag for...
Mulatu of Ethiopia.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, there you go. Mulatu Asake is 1972 classic, all-time classic. I don't think anyone can argue about its all-time classic status, can they?
No, I don't. I've never heard of it before, ever.
Oh, you have?
I have. I seriously haven't. I seriously haven't. Maybe I'm not up to speed on my Ethiopian hits.
Do you like Jim Jarmusch?
Yes.
Okay, remember the movie Broken Flowers?
Yes.
Guy going to look for his daughter, and he's like, his neighbour gives him a CD and he's playing it in the car all the way. That music, Ethio Jazz, is Mulatu Asake.
I see. Okay, right. Now I'm starting to follow you where we're going here.
So you have heard it?
Yes, I have heard it, but right. I just didn't take it on board.
Okay, well...
Stupid of me.
Well, no, not stupid, just if you're playing about other things to be thinking about.
True. Yeah. But who have we got? So we've got the album's called?
It's called Mulatu of Ethiopia, and... because of its status as an all-time classic, patented, you'll find that it's been in print a few times over the years since 72. But this time, Strut Records have done something completely amazing in that they're re-releasing it. And if you're a CD buyer, you can buy the CD that has the stereo mix, the usual mix of the album, or the pre-mix mono masters, right? That's on CD. You're going to be buying it on LP, Michael.
Okay.
You're going to be buying it on... a regular LP with just the stereo mix, maybe.
Yeah.
But more likely, you're going to be wanting the 3LP set, which is stereo master, mono premix master, and all the existing outtakes from the session.
Troy, if this is one of your favourite albums since the year 2000, you must be absolutely fizzing your bung.
I was super pleased
that's a triple treat.
Well, I didn't know actually till it came in yesterday that it was coming in the 3LP version. I'm like, oh my god, this is going to be fantastic.
Merry Christmas to you, Troy.
Well, thanks so much. There's actually we've got another. They're re-releasing a couple of other of Mulatu's records at the same time. But this
Merry
is
Christmas
one.
Again,
and,
Troy.
And again, yes. I think he came here with the Heliocentrics, didn't he?
Holy hell.
The power station not that long ago.
Did he?
4 or 5 years, I think he did. Yeah.
Well, did you take your record and get signed then?
No, I didn't. I didn't even meet him. But I'll tell you what, with this new issue of it, there's like a brand new interview inside, and it has a picture of him. Now, Mulatu is, I think he's about 72 or 73 now. There's a picture of him proudly holding up Mulatu of Ethiopia, and justifiably proudly, I'd say, too. Is he a very nice old man holding up a record of himself as a younger man, smiling away.
Cool. Dig
it. So, I mean, if you don't know what Ethio Jazz is, I mean, I'm not really into these funny classifications of things. Basically, what Mulatu Asake did was when he studied music in both Britain and the US, and at the time, Latin jazz was huge. So he figured that, I'm going to play some Latin-type jazz music, but I'm going to do it in sort of an American way. But I'm going to use the Ethiopian five-tone scale.
of course.
And so what you got was something which was kind of unique sounding, but not so out-sounding that people thought, oh, this is anthropology music.
The wonderful world of.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you playing for us today?
Well, I can't remember which one I said. Oh, I think we'll go for Masakram Sataba.
I was going to say, could you play Masakram Sataba?
Well, okay, let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming in, Troy. Just quickly, those albums again. From Marvin Gaye. Oh, sorry.
Collect It is the name of the Marvin Records. What you're hearing now is, of course, Mulatto of Ethiopia, which is Strata putting out on a 3LP set or a regular LP or a CD. We got them all.
Lovely.
And New Jackson from Night to Night. Tremendous new sort of a ghostly, nighttime, mysterious electronic beats record.
Thank you, sir. This time again next week, hear some more from...
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.